Welcome everyone to our Love Fiercely Positive Asian podcast. This is our second year to do this podcast. The podcast is sponsored by Gilead Science Canada Inc. My name is Kenneth. I am a staff member at ACAS. Today, I'm very pleased to welcome one of our service user, Yang, to be the spotlight of this podcast. Hello, Yang. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. Are you ready for our podcast interview?
Yes, I'm ready.
That's great. So let me first ask you, can you tell the audience a little bit background about yourself and your relationship with HIV?
Okay. My name is Yang. I came from Korea. About 10 years ago, I came in as a tourist. And when I arrived to Canada at the immigration, I claimed I'd like to be applying for a refugee claimant. My journey started there. Prior, I was in Canada, I was in United States and France. The only time I know how to survive in a strange country and make a living, I was a casual sex worker. I think I get infected with HIV over 10 years ago, but I didn't know my status. When I came to Canada, the immigration noticed I wasn't looking very good, and they insist that I should have medical examination where I find out I was HIV positive. I'm grateful Canada grant my refugee status, and recently I'm a permanent resident. I just feel Canada provide me a lot of opportunity, but I still in search of moment where I'm stand.
Well, that's great to hear that you really like the country of Canada.
Yeah.
And are you still a refugee now?
No, I'm a permanent resident.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Yang, can you tell me and your audience about your HIV? How is your HIV intersects with your own identity?
Yeah, I always consider myself as a gender fluid person. Sometimes I feel like I'm a male. Sometimes I feel like a female. I understand not too many people understand me and look at differently. In life, living with HIV, I almost face a lot of stigma, and within the community, I don't think I feel very comfortable because of my gender. I don't think I fit into the men's support group, neither the women's support group. I always feel left out, and at that time, at times, the people don't know how to engage me. I also realized in the community where there is not a whole lot in any programming or services for gender fluid people like myself, which makes me much more difficult to fit in or engage into the community.
Well, that's, I would say, very unfortunate, but you still find that sometimes you're very hard to fit into any support services that we provide in Canada?
Yeah. So, I don't feel like I have that bondage. Yeah. Or understanding, like emotional bondage, it's difficult.
Yes, you know, especially when you deal with your emotional wellness.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about, you know, your HIV and your how you intersect with your own identity as a gender fluid individual. So do you feel any challenges living with HIV?
Yeah, living with HIV as a transgender trans fluid person. I mentioned it is not easy, especially I like to develop some sort of loving relationship. When they find out I'm transgender fluid, people who originally like to be with me, they already put a big question mark on me. With all the science evidence such as U equals U, I feel the right thing is to disclose my status. And when I disclose, they all disappear like flies. Despite I know I cannot transmit the HIV virus to a person who is not living with HIV, I think the society and general citizen need to have more awareness and education on HIV. This is easy to say, but if anyone who is not interested in getting on info on HIV, they don't give a damn. I mean, it would be nice in a perfect world, people can have love and understanding with compassion toward people living with HIV, gender differences, even on our sexual orientation.
Well, I guess you're right, Yan. You know, we all need love and understanding, but you're
yeah.
so brave that, you know, despite you are a gender fluid individual, you also like to disclose that status
yeah.
to anyone that wants to pursue a relationship with you.
Yeah.
You should be very proud of yourself. Thank you for saying that.
We need more education, yeah.
Yang, you just mentioned about the challenges living with HIV. Is there any positive thing you like to tell the audience living with HIV?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Living with the HIV more than 10 years, I'm in a good health. My HIV virus is undetectable. As much as I like to have a relationship, time will tell, and when it comes, it will be hopefully it's going to be my turn. Right now, the good thing happening to me is gender fluid PHA, I find many AIDS service organizations which I can reach it to for support, despite I understand maybe the service and programming is not catering for me as a gender fluid person. As an Asian, I find ACAS who I can rely on, and meeting some of the clients who have similar culture, I use many of their services. And like today, they give me an opportunity to speak in this podcast, which is so fitting for me, and in a way building my self-esteem. PWA is another agency I use their service, which I can meet all PHA from different ethnic background. I find some friend who can understand me, and at least they are trying, which I'm grateful and hope I can continue our friendship. I truly believe people living with HIV, we need to support each other despite our race, culture, religion, and values.
Well said. I'm glad to hear that you are in good health. And
you,
at least, you know, you mentioned that, you know, the program and services is not really for a gender fluid individual, but at least you find some sort of a friendship
in
all the agency that you established the relationship with.
Yeah.
Great to hear. Well, do you have any things to say to the HIV community?
Yeah.
Our future, and what about ACAS? ACAS is celebrating our 25 years anniversary last year.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say to ACAST, what they need to do in the future?
Yeah. What I like to see the future of the HIV community is, as I mentioned, we need to support each other. I hope we can find a cure soon, but the medication is so advanced and effective. Even the cure may far reach, I can still have a good life. The world should have less stigma and discrimination against the people living with HIV. We all are human beings. I can't emphasize enough. Love doesn't cost anything, and ignorance is no place for it. So I urge we all should have more love. For ACAST 25 plus, since I'm a service user, I wish them well, and hopefully one day we can do something advocacy for ACAST or the community. ACAST, I hope they can reach for the higher to another level with the help of the community. There is not enough Asian representation in community. This is how I feel.
Wow. I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, the HIV community and the medication is so advanced that you can still live a very good life. And I wish to you, at the end of this podcast, hopefully you will find a loving relationship.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And keep on doing what you do best.
Thank you. Thank you, Kenneth.
Well, hearing from Yan, even though I understand English is not Yan's mother tongue, but I can tell that Yan is very well prepared. And I heard it over and over again in Yan's interview, mentioning that love and understanding. The world should need more love. And people amongst PHA, we should have a little bit more love and understanding, which I totally agree with it. So let's get all of us together, spread a little bit words of love. Thank you for listening. If you are interested to hear the podcast, you can go into our website, acas.org, acas.org. Thank you.